Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, across from the historic Chicago Theater, you are listening to Carmen and Yurko on the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Live in the Old National Bank State Street Studio on Twitch today and every day. Twitch.tv or download the free app. And you can join the chat there even when we're out, like tomorrow with Miller Lite at Old Crow. Or Monday for White Sox opening day on the South Side against San Francisco when we're going to be at Buffalo Wings and Rings, 35th and Halstead. Speaking of the Sox, here's Rick Hahn, Yurko, just a little while ago, updating the news on Liam Hendricks, which they said at the end of spring training. That'll be the first time we give any sort of update on the progress Liam is making. Remember, I think it was like mid-January when Liam announced he was going to begin treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Here's the update from Rick Hahn.
Liam Hendricks update prior to the start of the season. First and foremost, appreciate everyone respecting his privacy and his family's privacy as he requested at the time of the announcement of his diagnosis. In recent days, we've received a positive...
All right, that doesn't sound great, boys. Is there a better quality of that one?
No, there's not, but it was about to get to the good part, and you turned it off, Carm.
Yeah, Carm, you gotta understand what he's
saying. Now we have to listen. I can hear it.
Can you understand what he's saying?
Yeah. He said, I appreciate respecting his family's privacy.
All right, okay. Hold on, I'll start it again. Hold on.
Liam Hendricks update prior to the start of the season. First and foremost, appreciate everyone respecting his privacy and his family's privacy as he requested at the time of the announcement of his diagnosis. In recent days, we've received positive news on Liam's progress. He remains in treatment and still has some work ahead of him. However, he is making very good progress. And while we don't currently have a specific timeline available to share with you on his potential return, those of you who pay close attention to our roster will notice that we have not placed him on the 60-day IL, and that is on purpose. Hopefully some point in April, middle towards the end of April, I'll be able to get a little more specific with a potential timeline for his return. But know that right now he's making progress, and I know Liam and Christy are very appreciative of the well wishes and respecting his privacy as he continues to fight his way back to the big leagues.
All right, good news. Not on the 60-day IL. They're going to update things again and reassess at some point in April. Still currently in treatment, but things are going well. That's great news. The White Sox, by the way, have these great shirts that they've made to support Liam. Close out cancer, which is very cool. And you can buy them. Yeah, I got some of the info.
You pick one up, Carm.
You can buy them for $31 at whitesox.com/teamLiam. Specially designed closeout cancer t-shirts allowing fans to support White Sox all-star closer Liam Hendricks during his fight against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Again, $31. WhiteSox.com/TeamLiam. Net proceeds from the t-shirt sale benefit the Lymphoma Research Foundation and its mission to eradicate lymphoma and serve those impacted by this blood cancer. Cancer sucks. And so do your part if you'd like, or all the proceeds will go to a worthwhile cause. Very cool.
They can't see that on Twitch. It's on Twitch now, Carm.
It's a good looking shirt.
Yeah, I think it's a good looking shirt.
And I think they know me well. Did they
is
send
that a
me
girl's
a medium?
What is
no,
that?
No, it's a large.
Large?
I don't like a girl's medium. I buy a medium, smart guy.
I just said it. Look, I thought the cut was a little different than a normal one. But no, it's a regular cut.
And you know why
you know,
I say...
Like a woman's shirt would have a different type of cut on it.
Because like it makes it complement their hourglass figure.
Yeah, I mean, their figure, whatever the female form is.
It's an hourglass.
I think we can agree the female form and the male form are different.
Yes. The female form is gorgeous. The male form is awful.
Yeah. But no, I think that shirt will fit you well. I think you should wear that tomorrow, all day.
All right, here's the deal.
How about Monday?
We're up there. Because I don't like being the guy that wears... If the Sox aren't playing the Cubs in Wrigleyville, I don't want to be the guy that wears socks. I'll wear it Monday. I will.
I got some Cubs stuff I think I'm going to throw on there. I got to see pick something out of the mothballs.
I'll bust it out for Monday. That's good.
I haven't worn anything Cubs since 2016.
And by the way, you know my
saying. But it is opening day for your team, too.
I know, but that's okay. But, I mean, like, I don't... It's kind of a jag move, in my opinion, to go to Wrigleyville if the Sox aren't
You're
playing.
You're not going to the game, though.
I know.
No, but he is in Wrigleyville. He's in the area. He's in the house. That's like going over to Buffalo Wings and Rings and Things, or to
With
our guy...
stuff on.
Or our guy, Billy Guidey's joint, Cork at the Park. It's like going over there with a Cubs stuff on.
It is. It's kind of like,
you know,
come
a lot
on.
They're looking at you like, what are you doing? You're in Bridgeport. What are you doing here? You got Cubs stuff on in Bridgeport? What's wrong with you?
If the Sox were playing the Cubs in Wrigley, then I'm wearing Sox stuff.
You're
course.
In Chicago wearing Packers stuff, Yurko.
Well, he's an alumni.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm an alumni.
That doesn't matter.
Nobody has this shirt.
Humble
only
brag.
The alumni. The only guy in Chicago that's
Humble
got this shirt.
Frack.
Hey, the only guy in the Chicago that has this shirt besides
Frankie.
Me, Frankie Bag of Donuts.
Well, there's got to be a few more to you.
No, Frankie Winters. Nobody else is settled here. Tony Cannadale. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Tony Cannadale's from Chicago.
Yeah,
he might have this shirt on.
Let's clarify, though. You're not wearing Cubs stuff tomorrow, are you, Carmen?
I am.
No, of course not.
Then you're okay.
No.
I just wasn't going to wear White Sox stuff. That's all.
But he's going neutral. It's fine.
I'm not wearing Cubs stuff to the White Sox thing. On Monday.
I'm being
a gentleman. If anything, I'll be the chameleon that I am. And I'll put a Southside shirt on, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Because I can support Southside.
Man of the people.
Bear stuff on, too, before Yurko.
I might even put Eastside on there.
Maybe I'll wear something Bears tomorrow. That's the way to do it. That's
from
the workaround.
The East Side of Chicago.
East Side of Chicago.
Back in the USA.
Back in
the battle days. Carm, I do have a Southside shirt.
I know, but you don't know.
Why wouldn't I put it on? Not tomorrow, you knucklehead. I'm talking about Monday.
No, I know.
Well, I got to be careful. We did Unhinged today. We recorded Unhinged today. That's why I think accidentally that one word came out when I was trying to say ship with a P.
It was a good Unhinged. Again, we were just a three-man
solid
week because Sylvie's off. So the four of us.
Thank heavens. God, it was so much smoother today.
You think so?
Yeah, I thought it was silky.
I think he drives it quite well.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. So that's good news on Liam. We continue to wish him the best. I think the White Sox... The one area where you could say the White Sox are going to have a real strength, I think, this year is with their pitching staff. And I know we're always throwing out, like, the if they stay healthy. But I think pitching-wise, the White Sox could still be very good, Yurko. Bummer coming back. At some point, you're going to get Crochet back.
It's a bummer. Yeah.
Crochet. Hendricks, the news on Hendricks is good.
How's the news right now? One night in Kopech.
Kopech? I don't know. I don't know what to expect,
What's going on with Kopech?
Look, I don't know what to expect.
What's the news out of camp, Carm?
Well, I mean, he got lit up a few times.
Give me it. I want to hear it.
He got lit up a few times. I know his curveball command was troublesome at times.
He got lit up like a Christmas tree, Carm.
We'll talk about it with Benetti tomorrow.
At Rockefeller Center. That's what happened.
I don't know what to expect from him, though, even, Yurk. Like, I don't know. Can he pitch 180 innings? Like, can he... I don't know. How many innings did he pitch last year?
Hold on, let me go refamiliarize myself.
That's what I thought. It was 119. Can he get close to
119? What a horse. What a horse.
Well, they were like trying to sort of ease him back in.
Oh man, 119 innings. Complimenting a guy on getting 119 innings.
Well, I'm not complimenting it.
I think Bruce Sutter pitched 119 innings as a reliever one year.
I'm not complimenting it. I'm just trying to like wonder.
You're trying to find some positivity.
He didn't pitch in 2020, okay? Missed 19, didn't pitch in 2020, and because of that, pitched only 69 innings in 21 and only 119 last year. So, I don't know. I still think, and I was reading through the Fangraphs projections, Fangraphs still, I think if you're going to pin any hopes on the White Sox, is that their pitching staff could be good enough to allow them to compete all year. And Fangraphs had their starting rotation and their bullpen, Yurk, in the top half of the league in their rankings going into the season. They actually had their bullpen ranked, I believe, inside the top 10 in terms of what they can potentially throw out there.
I got
if they
you.
Hang in it long enough and, you know, Hendricks and Crochet come back, that would only bolster things.
Carmen, you know what I'm throwing at you with my 76-win team?
Hmm.
Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, he's your ace.
Jameson Taillon.
Taillon, yeah.
Kyle Hendricks with a red O next to him.
Coming back. I mean, coming back from injury.
Major injury?
It was a shoulder injury, wasn't it?
Oh, boy.
For Hendricks?
Justin Steele.
Yeah, who you might have a chance with.
Drew Smiley. Is he finally going to pitch? It feels like he's been part of the Cubs for 6 years, but has never had a start.
No, that's
is it
not
just
true.
Me?
Yes, it's just you.
Has Drew Smiley done some pitching?
Who's the kid they're high on? The kid they got from the Yankees that made the that's going to be the fifth starter. Oh God, I'm blanking on his name, folks. I'm sorry. I remember. I'm a Sox fan. The kid they got in the Yankee deal.
Let me go back
last year.
Let me look at what they have. Roster kid that came from the Yankees is what
the
you're
lefty.
Telling me.
Yeah. I can't think of his
is
name.
Is he a starter, Carm?
Yes, he's going to be their fifth starter.
Stroman, Tyon, Keegan Tyon. Thompson.
No.
Tyon this signed as a friend. They acquired him in a trade last year.
Hayden Wisniewski.
Yeah, Wisniewski, that's it. Hayden Wisniewski, that's
Wisniewski.
It.
Wisniewski.
That's the kid they're high on.
Keegan Thompson's another starter in the spring.
They got Wisniewski in the deal they made with the Yanks last year at the deadline. They sent the Yankee, got him, having all kinds of trouble with my Cub news.
How about
they sent a reliever to the Yankees. And that's the prospect they got back.
You've got Albert Alzolay.
Yeah, you've been waiting on him for...
Javier Assad.
Yep. Pitched well for... I saw him in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah? Who did he pitch for?
I believe he is of Mexican descent. Do I have that right? I thought I saw him pitch against the U.S. with Mexico. I got to double check. Yeah, he's of Mexican descent, Yerk. So he pitched for Team Mexico. Saw him in the World Baseball Classic.
Boy, these catchers, they got nothing but studs on this Cubs
good
team.
Good luck to you.
Yan Gomes. Louis Torrens.
I don't even know who that is.
This is fun.
And Tucker Barnhart. It needs to be fun. I don't know who the
Yurko,
hell these guys are.
Learning his favorite team.
Awesome. I have no idea who the hell half of
the
these people are.
The day before the season starts.
Okay, this is my 76-win team.
It's a good time to figure it out, though.
Well, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it on the show.
Well, Yurko, let me ask you this.
Who the hell are these guys, Chris?
When you were in school, did you study weeks in advance, or did you study the day before?
The night before.
Night before.
That's right. Night before. There's three things I did. I studied. I played billiards to get a break, and then I play Mario Brothers.
Yes.
You know, do where he just run through the thing and he get the mushroom.
Sure.
And the coins.
Yes.
And then you go underneath.
Right.
And then you go running and you jump. And you get the coins.
And boom, how did it work out for you?
Yeah. Well, I was always spectacular.
He had God-given athletic ability.
Yeah.
He made the NFL. That's how it worked out for him.
5 years of glorious attendance.
I mean,
5 years of tremendous attendance.
Yeah.
At Eastern Illinois University.
Didn't work out as well for the rest of us that can't play professional sports for a living.
Yeah.
That's how it worked out for
him. But no, I always did well on the tests.
No, you're
not. No,
smart.
I'm just familiarizing myself. Now I get to the infield. I got some guys I know.
Well, the infield, you know.
I got some guys I know. You know, the guy we got from the White Sox, he's fantastic.
He's playing third base for you.
Is he 5'6?
Yes.
Is that what they say?
He's like Sylvie's height.
How the hell do you draft the guy 5'6?
It's an easy shot when he's not here.
It's like John Cangelosi. What's going on here?
By the way, Tony Cannondale is dead, as we figured. Yeah,
Tony Cannondale, but a Chicago guy nonetheless.
Chicago, yeah.
There's my outfield. I got a stud outfield. Do you know that?
So?
Ooh, yeah.
I think you have a stud outfield.
I got a stud outfield. I think the best player on the Cubs is Ian Happ. For me.
I think Dansby Swanson may be your best player.
Ian Happ. I think Ian Happ's a player.
You know, they signed Dansby, right?
Who?
That's what I said. He does love Ian Happ, though. Is he
an outfielder? I said my favorite outfielder.
No, you said the best player.
When he hitches
his wagon to somebody, that's it. Like, your ghost stays
Mark
forever.
I mean, Mark Bellhorn. I was a Bellhorn guy, even when he's out of the league. He was up in Pawtucket. I got a Bellhorn jersey. A Boston Bellhorn jersey.
When Yurko decides, and like he was on Ian Happ from early on. Ian Happ is Yurko's guy. That's it.
That's it. I love Ian
Happ. To the day we die.
What a player.
3-1-2.
This Ian Happ.
What a player.
I love this guy.
Are you worried Dansby hit like 100 in the spring or no?
No.
He's a veteran.
He's the best player.
He's their best player.
He's their best player. That's what I've been told. Dansby Swanson, best player alive. Can't wait.
Nobody said that.
Remember when Nomar Garciaparra came to town?
Do you remember
what happened? Do you remember when Ken Reach came to town?
Oh, but Ken Reach.
No, but do you remember Reach? Came from St. Louis, third base, always had a hot April.
Always.
Came to the Cubs. His April was miserable.
You're going way back.
The guy couldn't hit. The point was, I remember it over the course of a lifetime. Everybody that comes
in,
it's
supposed
to be a stud.
Who was the guy from Atlanta you guys got? Remember, he used to kill the Cubs and then he stunk. Who was that?
Second baseman.
Yeah, shortstop, right?
Second base
shortstop.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yeah, but you know who we're talking about.
Damn, he was from Atlanta.
Yeah, and couldn't do a thing when he got here.
I can't remember.
Nothing.
It was one of those like, oh, we got so-and-so, and then why can't I remember? I'm looking right at him.
I'm looking at him right, too. I remember him more as a second baseman than a shortstop.
Yeah, no, you might be right. It might have been more.
Was it like 90? Like it was 90?
Yeah, like circa
4, maybe?
Circa 1990-ish.
Sylvie would know because it was probably disappointed spanking the couch one night, you know, because this guy couldn't get a key hit. Couldn't get on base.
It's like my team going out and getting Ken Griffey Jr. You know,
Atlanta's second baseman of the 90s.
Oh, my heavens. God,
I love it. I can't believe I can't think of it right now. 312-332-3776. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
So right as we're going to break, we finally thought of it. Well, I don't know why we couldn't remember Jeff Blauser's name.
Yeah, Jeff
Blauser.
We were
like the former Brave, the shortstop. That was awesome.
And then I went with Jeff, and then I said Jeff.
And we said Jeff
Blauser.
And
then boom, you got Blauser.
And the phone's lit up. We got a bunch of texts. Thank
right,
you.
But yeah.
The funny thing, we're laughing about it, was Jeff Blauser. And so I looked real quick. I said, Yurko, wait till you hear this. So, and we were joking, we're like, boy, Jeff Blauser used to kill the Cubs. The Cubs went out and signed him after 97. Everybody was excited. And then Jeff Blauser stunk for the Cubs.
Yeah.
So.
That's my point. He was awful.
In 78 career games against the Cubs with the Atlanta Braves. All right. So 78 games, about half a season. Jeff Blauser hit 15 home runs with a 1.024 OPS and a batting average of .351.
Yeah.
He played 223 games for the Cubs and hit 13 home runs.
Yeah.
He hit 15 in that.
15 against them in 78 games.
In 223 games, he hit 13 home runs. He had a .685 OPS. It's like half, and a .226 average. And the Cub fans were always miserable. And they went out in 98. They had to go get Gary Gaetti to help on that side of the infield.
Yes.
In 98. And Gary Gaetti actually turned out to be awesome.
That's my point. You get someone,
it's classic,
and they're great against you. Then you get on your team, and they don't produce at all.
I don't know.
When you tell me about the great Dansby Swanson, all right, the proof will be in the pudding.
He'll be good. Dansby's a good player.
I hope he lights it up.
I think so. I think Dansby's pretty
Carm,
good.
I hope he lights it up. I hope he's absolutely fantastic. Because if the Cubs are going to get the 76 wins, Dansby Swanson's going to have to be a big piece of that.
5.7 wins above replacement last year for Dansby in Atlanta. You believe that?
4.6 for my guy. You know who that was? Ian Happ.
Oh, okay. Ian Happ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, smell those cookies. Yeah.
Well, that's
4.6.
That's fewer than Dansby Swanson's 5.7.
It is fewer, but who's getting paid much more?
Dansby.
Okay, so production per dollar spent. Ian Happ's your best player. You're welcome. You're welcome. I just gave you the angle.
Dansby at least is a vacuum over there at short, so that's good.
Right.
Do you want to know something? Speaking of wins above replacement, do you want to know MLB teams ranked by net 22 wins above replacement added versus subtracted going into this year?
So which teams are better?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I would like to know that. I think San Diego might be a little bit better.
All right, so this is number one. MLB wins above replacement added versus subtracted during the offseason.
So they've both been considered.
Yes.
It's been taken away and they've added to it.
With
yes.
a net plus 13.8 wins above replacement, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of Orange County, of Southern California.
We'll see if that comes to fruition.
You're right, Yurko.
Because talk is cheap with the Angels. They've got coaches fired over there. I want you to know that.
I know.
Managers have been fired. They almost drove their owner to sell the team.
I know.
Artie Moreno.
Second with a net 9.2 add. The Twins.
Minnesota Remember, Twins.
Made a big trade for a pitcher. And so, yeah, the Twins. Carlos Correa's back. They don't lose Correa.
Okay.
After it looked like they were going to lose him twice, remember?
Yeah.
To what? The Giants and the Mets? And ended up
San Francisco first.
Isn't that crazy? Next on the list with 9 net wins added, the Marlins.
Miami.
Fourth with plus 8.9 net wins added, the Chicago Cubs. So your Cubs added 11.1. They lost 2.2. That's a plus 8.9.
And was Contreras responsible for the 2.2?
I would think. And, you know, you obviously added a significant amount with really your two guys. I mean, Tyone, I would think, and Dansby make up the majority of that, right? I mean, we just told you Dansby had 5.7
You would
wins.
Think, yes.
Last place, Yurko. And this is not This doesn't mean they're bad.
Right, but how many, what was the total?
Negative 11 and a half.
So it's the people that were losing players.
Yes. They lost a significant player to in free agency.
The big one.
They lost Trey Turner in free agency, the Dodgers. Dodgers are a negative 11.5. I still think the Dodgers will be okay.
Well, would they win 112 games last year?
Or something stupid.
So they're back to 100 wins?
That's all they've done.
So they're back to a 100-win team?
Yeah, right. You know who finished second to last year with negative 7.5 net?
The Chicago White Sox.
The White Sox. The White Sox added 5-1, probably Benintendi, and they lost 12-5.
Abreu?
Yeah, that's the big one, right? I mean, even though that's it. Boy, that number seems high to me, even, that they lost that many. What was Jose Abreu's last year? Let's see. Because Abreu didn't have, like, a great year.
Yeah, but it's probably a 4.
4-2.
Yeah.
You lost 4-2, right?
4-2, then you lost some other players. I mean, did they lose a catcher?
Leury Garcia. No.
Leury Garcia.
You lost Leury, Yurko. Yeah, I was surprised to see how big that number was, actually.
You didn't lose a starter of some sort? Of any elk?
I'm trying to think of who else the big loss would be in terms of that many wins. I think it's just the added culmination of...
You lost Kimbrel before, though. You moved him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, that was...
He was a trade deadline guy.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, that was done at the deadline. So, for what it's worth, I don't know how much it's going to affect the final standings. Like, it could finally mean the Angels make the postseason. Could mean the Twins bounce back and are a little bit better and more competitive. I would expect them to be. I think the Cubs could be slightly more competitive than they were last year. And like we talked about earlier, they're in a winnable division. Hey, if you're picking, you want to be in a division in baseball, pick the Centrals in each league. They're just much more
wide open. Yeah, they're
much more, or at the very least, they're not nearly as competitive as some of the other divisions when you look around. The NL West is going to be tough. The NL East is going to be a bear. The AL West, I think, has the chance to be pretty damn good. What if DeGrom stays healthy and Texas is in the mix after their spending spree the last two off seasons? Now you've got the Mariners finally bouncing back. You've got the Angels maybe finally getting better. You still have the defending champs who are going to be good. What if you throw Texas into there, too, with like a healthy DeGrom? And if their pitching staff stays healthy, their pitching staff's awesome if it stays healthy. I don't know if you can bank on DeGrom ever staying healthy.
Right. And the AL East is what the AL East always is.
Yeah, you know, Boston might be a little bit better. They signed the Japanese outfielder. He's going to debut for them.
Right. You'll have New York for sure.
Yankees are going to be good. Tampa's always good and scrappy. Yeah. They're just loaded with talent.
They're just going to be there.
The Blue Jays are good. Even the Orioles, for crying out loud.
Well, youthful last year. Youthful speed.
Tons. That's you loved it. Yurko loved it.
When I watched that game, I was like, How do you get a hit against these guys? They catch everything.
Their outfield is awesome.
Everything they catch.
It's pretty cool. I mean, not when it's happening against your team, but
it's
like
not out of the park.
Cool.
It was being caught. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
So
their Doak is out of this world.
Yurko's Doak.
Defensive outfield acreage coverage. It's one of my own sabermetrics that I've thrown out there. Created it. Baltimore Orioles were number one last year on Doak.
We don't even need the algorithm. We can just look at it with the eye test.
Well, telling you. I mean, I went through it all. I crunched the numbers. It was the Baltimore Orioles.
The eye test told us the whole thing. But, yeah, if you're going to pick a division, pick the Central in the NL or the AL. And I don't mean to disrespect Cleveland. I think Cleveland's a good team again.
You can disrespect them. That's fine.
It's not like the other divisions.
They're hot, then they're cold.
No.
Who sings it?
Taylor Swift.
No.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Katy Perry.
Yes, of course. You like that one.
Thank you. By the way, we're talking a lot of baseball, and our baseball opening week coverage is brought to you by the great folks at Chiba Hut. That's right. Chiba Hut.
Chiba Hut.
Abdallah, is your stomach okay?
You gonna make it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We thought.
Has Ramadan started?
No. We went out for a dinner last night.
We won't mention where.
No, everything's fine. It's just I thought I'd be able to make it to the break, and I needed the extra minute.
Too many hush puppies? What happened?
No. Everything was fine. There's nothing wrong with my stomach.
Was it Arthur Treacher's fish and chips?
This is not gonna wait. Two more minutes.
It was a spicy rigatoni, wasn't it?
It was a spicy rigatoni.
Oh, boy.
But no, but everything
is commitment there.
From the Olive Garden.
But it was fun. No, it wasn't. But everything is fine. The pipes are all in working order. It's just that it was like a, all right, this is happening now and not in 2 minutes.
So do you go out for a big dinner every night during Ramadan because you're breaking the fast?
No. You just go to like a regular dinner.
All right.
And it's
you go out a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean,
how much money do you make?
You taking the baby with you? You guys taking Lana?
So we took the baby with us to dinner with my dad the other night. My dad wants to do a lot of dinners because Ramadan's supposed to be special. So yeah, probably like once a week or so. My sister's coming into town next week, so we'll probably do some more of that because my sister's in town. Got
Does your wife practice? I mean, does she participate in this?
No, uh-uh.
She's eating right in front of him.
Even if she don't believe. Even if
she
don't believe.
She doesn't participate.
Will she be like sympathetic?
I mean, she's not like eating, you know, a lot. Like if we eat at the same time.
Sandwich at like noon on Saturday.
Right. Oh my God, this is so good.
Is that tempting you?
No. I mean, we have the baby fasting.
Just think, if you weren't so committed to your religion, you could have a sandwich right now.
You got
to
start them young, Carm. What are you talking about?
The baby fasting. Yeah, you can. I remember like when my wife was pregnant.
Told his wife, holster that thing.
I used to always
be until sundown.
I used to always say to my wife when she was pregnant, like, you don't mind if I have this wine with dinner? You don't mind,
the
right?
The only thing that Whitney,
you don't mind, do
the
I?
The only
no,
thing Whitney cared about when she was pregnant is I couldn't eat very good sushi. Like, I could get whole food sushi or, like, whatever, you know, like, out of the case.
Right.
That's fine. But, like, if you go out for a good sushi dinner, I swear to God.
Yeah, I could see that. Because that's,
like, our thing.
Yeah.
Like, she really loves sushi. So that was, like, the one. She was like, if I smell any fatty tuna on you, so help me God. I was like, well, there goes my weekend.
That's what, boy, I tell you, I know how to charge her up. Get about a half pound of fatty tuna filet.
But see, like,
it's lunchtime, Angel.
That's the sacrifice Adam made. You got to sacrifice a little bit. All right, I won't have the really good sushi.
I definitely had a designated driver for like 9 months. Like, it was great.
It's a thing of beauty,
it was
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely. 312-332-3776. Ring us up. We've talked a lot of baseball, some of the football rule changes stuff. The baseball conversation's been good. Do you like our idea about shortening the season as we start things tomorrow? I love baseball. Shorten the season. It could stand to have a few more tweaks. And I'm very excited to see how the new in-game rules changes are going to help speed up baseball this season. The spring training results were good. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Crosstalking 30 with Waddle and Sylvie. Peggy's in. I wonder what Peggy's going to rip me for today when she comes down.
Jeez. Boy, is she tearing you to shreds?
You don't remember Monday?
Monday.
I can't tip 25% is not a good tip.
That's
since
right.
when is 25% not
she,
a good tip?
She did tear you to shreds.
By the way, you know what Dion's Uber rating is and Lyft rating?
No.
First of all, Dion admitted yesterday that she forgets to tip a lot on the app and she feels bad about it. But we were saying we had guessed that her rating would still be
497.
497.
You're a 497, Carl. What's hers?
And I'll brag about that. And Dion's like, oh, my rating's going to be terrible because I forget to tip a lot. And we're like, Dion, that's bad. You got to tip. But then Shay and I had said, but, you know, your rating's probably still high because you're Dion Miller. You're sweet and you're nice. And,
yeah. And you're pleasant.
Kind
you're
and
pleasant.
You're pleasant.
Yeah.
And you're easy to talk to. Well,
and you're not threatening.
You want to know what her rating is?
What's her rating?
Five.
Five.
I was like, how could you be a perfect five and you're forgetting to tip?
They must just tip themselves. They probably reverse tip and they tip Dion for being in the cab or no, being in an Uber with her.
What's your rating, Carmen?
25.97.
See, then 25% is more than enough.
Of course it is.
What's your rating?
4.91.
That's good. Anything over a 4.9 is good.
What's your rating?
I'm a 4.65.
Oh!
You know what my rating is?
What happened?
Who cares?
Yeah, Yurko doesn't have a rating.
What are we talking about? Uber ratings.
Here, give me your thing. I'll look at your rating. Give me your
rating. I give a rat's patootie. I don't have Uber on here.
You don't?
For what?
You don't. How do you get around?
Get in the car.
You know what happens if Johnny's had a little too much to drink? That's what he's got sons for.
I walk to the hotel.
Yeah, you know what's more expensive than Uber?
The no-tell hotel.
Paying for sons.
Holiday Inn.
You've got Uber. Come on, I've seen you get an Uber before. Get Uber up on there. I've seen you order an Uber. We were in Arizona, and you once ordered us an Uber.
Which phone was that? How many phones ago?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you don't think you have it on his phone? Is that what you're saying?
How many phones ago?
Well, here, but you have the app in the cloud. Here, I'll go to your thing.
There ain't no cloud.
Yerk's the one guy that has an iPhone that starts from scratch each time he gets a new device.
No. I had some stuff on the cloud. But listen.
Here, it's in your cloud.
No, it's not.
Actually, it's not.
No, there's no Uber in my cloud. I unclouded it. That's what I did.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
but Chris, he doesn't. It's saying get. It doesn't have the.
That's right.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have it.
Boom!
If you download
the dynamite,
it'll be there.
All right, hold on.
He'll be logged in. That's how it works.
You have an Apple ID. You got to put your code in.
What code? I have no idea about no codes.
How do you add apps? You got to put your.
I haven't had an app since I got the phone.
You don't know your Apple ID. I wish I could be like this guy. How do you get? I don't know how he gets through life.
What do I care for? What are you talking about? How do you get through life?
It's amazing.
Life's not complicated. Why do we complicate life so much?
You don't know your Apple ID?
For what? Who knows?
It's brilliant.
Why do you even need to know it? Shouldn't your face just unlock it?
He doesn't have face recognition on
there. Are you serious? How old is that phone?
Unlock!
He doesn't look at me.
Unlock!
He doesn't have facial recognition.
Are you kidding me? How old is that
unlocking
phone?
I just got it.
What do you mean you just got it and you don't have facial recognition?
Unlock! I'm looking at my phone.
Do you not have a face?
It's already unlocked.
Abracadabra! Unlock!
He hasn't activated the facial recognition.
What? What is wrong with you?
Why would I want to activate facial recognition?
So you're hunting and pecking to get into your phone every time?
Every time. I love you.
I love it.
The absolute best.
I used to have the fingerprint. Though that would get me in there.
Now it's off of your eyeballs.
Now they took it. They took it away from me.
Well, now it's your eyeball.
Because they wanted your face and not your fingerprint. No, they know what they're doing.
You could even wear a mask and it unlocks.
Nope, won't do it. Don't care about it.
What, they already have your... You're looking... The amount of time you just looked at your phone, they use the camera to get your face.
You know what they do at the airports? They get you no matter what.
Yeah.
The airports, they get you no matter what.
So, Yurko, are you trying to become the only untraceable man in the world?
That's it.
Is that what we're dealing with?
I got a 67 Chevelle in the garage, and I've got a slew of flip phones.
Yeah, untraceable. Yeah. And then after Yurko hangs up with Carmen.
It's going to be Jason Bourne. That's what I'm going to
become. Yurko calls Carmen in the morning. He hangs up. He takes the phone, snaps it in half, and throws it on the ground.
SIM garbage.
Yeah.
He takes the SIM card out and breaks it, and he throws it. You're like Gene Hackman in... What was that? Enemy in the State.
Just get a pager. Movie. So we can page you if we need you.
That's right.
Wow, man.
That's what I'll do.
I love this idea that you're just completely untraceable.
But none of us
that's
are.
That's not it, though. But I know
I'm
that's
sure
impossible.
Your vehicle can be traced.
Do you have a to-go bag?
What's a to-go bag?
Like a go bag? Like in case.
Like ready to go. If you got 20 minutes, you can get out.
Bag?
Oh, in a half hour? Like Robert De Niro in Heat?
Yeah. Like, do you need
30 minutes, ready to rock and roll? Not yet, no.
Have nothing in your life you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Look, I'm not in a position now where my life is too predictable.
No?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I work, boom, I'm too predictable. It's when I become unpredictable. That's when I become the wild card.
That's when you're the wild
card? That's when I become Jason Bourne.
That's when he's the wild
card. That's when I'm Jason Bourne. I'll be out on some ship in the middle of a bay assassinating...
Yeah.
You know, African leaders.
Really?
You know?
Is that what you're going to do? You're literally going to become
I'm going to become Jason Bourne.
I think you're a little too old to be trained as an assassin.
That's perfect.
No.
Do you see how that works?
You got to be it's still a young man's game.
You got to be able to run. Not. Can you run?
Listen, 3 days of the Condor. Was that assassin young or old?
No, he was older.
3 days of the Condor. He was old. He was a bespectacled gentleman.
But like, so is the new show. It's great with Jeff Bridges where he's the old man. But he was trained as an... He had that training to fall back on.
I'm going through training right now.
I don't know.
I'm being trained by Mossad.
I think you're too old.
Mossad is training me right now.
I think you're too old.
I shouldn't give my secrets away. I should not give my secrets away.
I agree.
He's going to be like Chuck Barris claims he was an assassin for the CIA.
While
he was hosting the newlywed. Which one?
Poorly sports talk show host.
Yeah, right.
Says he was a former spy.
The Gong Show. Chuck Barris is like hosting the Gong Show claiming that in the meantime it was the perfect cover for him to be a CIA assassin. The government, of course, has said he's a wacko. That's not true. But I don't know. Like, part of me believes it a little.
We got to have fun.
I like the idea of Yurko getting like in my Mike and Breaking Bad. He's up on a ledge at the airport,
awesome.
Getting a bag out of there, getting a small
bag.
Key, yeah. And like going somewhere else into a locker somewhere in the middle of a train station, getting his bag to leave.
If I could be anybody, I'd want to be Jack Reacher.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the guy that goes off.
He's the guy
you can't contact
until
he wants to be contacted.
Yeah, off the grid.
Yeah.
Born or Reacher would be pretty good.
Or which John one would Wick. You rather be?
I'd rather be John Wick.
Don't they? They
John
call
Wick's
that
the biggest
in,
badass.
If
of them
we put that, Carm, put that together.
All right, who would you rather be?
All right, I'll let's
put it
do
on
the fourth one. 007.
All right, I'll put it on Twitter.
What do they call that in 24? Going dark.
Yes, I think so.
You go dark, Yurko.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Can you imagine
going dark 40?
If the CIA is like secretly recruiting, like. Yurko and Waddle when they get out of the NFL because they're like world-class athletes and they're like, we're going to train you guys as assassins. You're going to go work in the media. You'll have to travel a lot. It's the perfect cover.
His name is Charles Tillman, guys.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's in the FBI right now.
That's true.
Like, that's not so far-fetched. Great. Tillman is currently an FBI agent.
He knows more about everyone.
I'm going to put the Twitter poll up.
Put the poll up.
In the break, so look on my Twitter timeline, at Carmen DeFalco.
It's going to be Reacher.
All right, so what do you want? You want Reacher
John Wick.
Wick.
007.
007.
And who's, Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne. You got to put Bond, because there are more
Bonds,
right?
Put Bond.
Okay, Bond and then Bourne. All right, I'll put it up on Twitter. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, the tweet is out. Twitter poll.
100% right now for Jack Reacher.
On my timeline, at Carmen DeFalco, who would you rather be? James Bond, Jason Bourne, Jack Reacher, or Baba Yaga himself?
Baba Yaga's
name is John Wick. I once watched him kill 7 men in a bar with a pencil.
And Wick 4 is out. I'm going to go see it this weekend.
I can't wait. Is it out now?
It's out. Yeah, it was out last Friday.
It was out last week? Yeah. I saw a headline. I don't know who was writing up a story about it, but like the producers were quoted as saying, like, of course we know we're being ridiculous. Like, yes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's the point of it all.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. The original John Wick, and I've never been the world's biggest Keanu Reeves fan, the original John Wick.
The introduction of him.
Is a fabulous movie. Not like just for its genre. It is one of the most entertaining, well-done, top-to-bottom movies I think I've seen in the last 15 years. Like, the original John Wick is that good.
Because of the introduction of the character.
Silly, but...
Right. The what, the why, the loss of the wife, the reason he left.
So good.
The reason he gets back involved. You go down into the basement. Why is he digging up his foundation? All of a sudden, this box opens up with all kinds of weird things in it. Gold coins that mean something special.
It's so good.
The Continental.
The Continental. The other one that I'll tell you.
Excommunicado.
Along those lines, that's quite good, that Bob Odenkirk did, was Nobody.
I saw that.
That was really good.
I recommended that.
They did
you
an excellent job on that movie, too. And I think they're making another one.
I've never seen John Wick.
Really?
The first one?
Yeah.
Did you see
the
first one's a treat.
It's I'll try and find it. I'll watch it.
You should watch the first one.
I'll say this. Yurko gave a movie recommendation that was pretty good. Emily the Criminal.
Yeah.
I haven't
Netflix.
Seen it yet.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. It was
with
a solid
Audrey
movie.
Plaza.
Yeah. With Audrey Plaza, right? Yeah. I loved her. Oh,
I thought it really kind of progressed quickly.
Yeah.
I was hoping they spent a little bit more time developing the character.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
the desperation that came about.
Sure.
I thought she became too desperate
too
quick.
The human connection.
Yeah.
I get you.
See, the problem with stuff like that is you're either getting a quick movie or you're getting 10 episodes, which is probably 6 episodes too long.
But I like the movie. It's
I wouldn't say it's great. It was just a good movie.
It was solid.
Fun.
Just a solid.
Yeah.
Entertaining
Did not regret
ride.
Watching it.
Right.
All right, I'm gonna have to watch that. Emily the Criminal. Sylvie appreciated me giving him a recommendation. He texted me on the way. I think he watched it flying to Arizona, and he's like, "You weren't kidding. If you like coming of age movies, and they don't make them much anymore.
Right.
Let's face it. When we were kids,
John Hughes made all of them.
Dude, I mean, like, and maybe I'm a sucker for them because it's nostalgic, and I just remember how good they were when
Porky's.
We were kids.
Porky's coming of age.
Porky's is kind of a coming of
age. It is a coming of age.
A little dirty, but it's a coming of age.
Yeah.
Movie. Last year's winner for Best Picture was an Apple TV movie called Coda that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it is a great coming of age movie. Like, and they just don't make them much anymore. And I appreciate it when someone has the cojones to just say it doesn't have to be a superhero movie.
The temerity.
Yeah, like we're going to make a sweet, like touching coming of age movie. And that was exactly what Coda is. And it was fantastic. And I know I'm a year late on that. I mean, that movie came out in 2000. That was a 2021 movie, I want to say, because it won the 2022 Oscar. But it's just awesome. And they don't make enough of those movies anymore. So let's see. We want to go to Joe on the Northwest side. He says tipping Uber has nothing to do with your rating. What's up, Joe? Is that right?
We rate the rider immediately after the ride. So if you have a 4.97, that's because you're not a jerk.
Okay, all right. Congratulations.
Will say this: a 4.65 is incredibly low. Like I rarely see passengers that low.
What the heck is Chris doing?
One of you guys had a 4.65.
Yeah, that's Chris Bleck.
Hello.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
I rarely see that.
He probably gets lippy in there. You know, he gets a little too lippy.
The other thing,
go ahead,
one
Joe.
More thing, guys. Yeah. I just, since I was listening while I was on hold, I just saw John Wick 4 last night.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. Yeah. It was the second best John Wick movie out of the four.
Really? All right. I like the sound of it. Yeah. Joe, thanks, buddy. So we got to go see John Wick 4.
So I have an idea to why my number is so low.
What happened?
What'd you do?
I used to live in the area around the radio station, Loop area, near East Side over here by the park. And I used to also work Chauncey's show on Saturday mornings. Mm. And I would every Saturday morning take an Uber the like four blocks.
It's like four blocks.
And every single time I would connect, when they would figure out where the destination was, Uber drivers would disconnect because at that time in the morning, at like 4:30 in the morning, they all thought that they were going to O'Hare.
Mm,
right?
They think they're getting a nice job.
$40, $50 job.
It's a $4 Uber ride right here to the station because it was 4:30 in the morning and I had to get here at a certain time.
So you think at some point guys that just accepted the ride would sort of be annoyed when it was all said and done
100%,
and gave you a low rating?
100%. And it happened more times than not that they were upset when I would get in that we're only going the like 4.5 blocks.
That could be.
To get here.
All right.
Well, I think that's when the number started to go down.
We got to get that number back up.
He's probably done. They don't do like a rolling average or anything like that where they drop the too high and drop the too low.
Right. This isn't like my handicap where we can get rid of the low scores.
He's probably got about 2,000 Uber rides right now over the course of 10 years.
Right.
There's no way in hell he can lower that number. There's been so much dissatisfaction with him that he can't adjust.
And now we know why Dion's a 5.0 despite the fact that she forgets the tip because she's just pleasant and it doesn't matter. Yeah. And that's why she's got a perfect score. Let me play something for everybody real quick. George, you want to hear George McCaskey on Hard Knocks? Because the Bears are one of like the eligible teams, guys. Is that right? Do they meet the criteria for Hard Knocks?
Yes, they do.
Like in the league decides, right? And the Bears meet the criteria. Hey, it worked for the Lions last year. This is George McCaskey on the Bears' willingness to do Hard Knocks.
All right, Hard Knocks, your thoughts? We feel there are a number of teams that have compelling stories to tell on Hard Knocks that aren't you. 31 others.
31 other teams. So it sounds like he doesn't want to do it, Eric. Did you hear your guy Andy Reid on Jordan Love?
No.
Did you guys play that yesterday?
No.
Listen, take a listen to this, all right? Listen carefully. Someone asked him about what he thinks of Jordan Love. Ready?
Who's that?
Jordan Love.
Can't remember Jordan Love.
Packers, he started that game when Rodgers missed it because of COVID.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. No, I thought he, I mean, what I remember, I thought he was good, yeah.
That's all you're going to get. Jordan who?
Remember 2 years ago? When Rodgers had COVID?
Right. But that's the thing.
Awesome.
He's thinking of kids coming out of college now.
Why is anybody
Have
even
we
asking
seen
about
Jordan,
Jordan
Love?
Love?
Have we seen Jordan Love coming out this year? I mean, you don't remember that. He's a non-starter in the league.
Why is anybody even asking Andy about
Who
Jordan
knows?
Love?
It was hilarious. He's like, who? Quote. He's like, I'm struggling. Jordan Love. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. 2 years ago he started.
Hey, you used to coach the Packers, right? Can we get a thought on the Packers? Coach the Packers. Last time he was there was like 1997.
If you talk about putting poor Andy on the spot, you should have seen the video too. It's priceless. He's like, oh, Jordan Love. I don't know who that is. He's like, oh yeah, that guy that played that one game against us 2 years ago when Rodgers had COVID.
I thought he was good. I mean, what else are you going to say?
So great.
I got to look at the film, though. How many games this poor guy coached over the course of time?
New mock draft from ESPN.com. Who did that one, Adam? Was it Jordan Reed? Jordan Reed. That's what I thought. Jordan does this cool thing. I mean, you want to talk about an impossible undertaking. He does the entire draft. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, normally after like the sixth pick, it's shot to hell anyway. For the second time in a week, though, it's the second person I've seen with the Bears taking Broderick Jones.
Is he the first tackle off the board?
Yes. According to both Brad Biggs in his latest mock and Jordan Reed's, the first tackle off the board will go to the Bears and it will be Broderick Jones from Georgia. Who, I tell you, you need to watch the tape, Yurko. You always have to watch it because you know more than I. You'll understand the things more than I.
Yeah, but you can see a guy moving his feet well. You can see that.
He's strong. He's a mauler.
It's when you do something wrong.
Right.
Can you see what he's doing wrong?
That I probably can't see.
Because everybody can see when a guy's doing it well. You see why, but why is he doing it well?
Yes.
If he does something wrong, why is he doing it? What is it that he did wrong?
That I can't pinpoint. Right. You're 100% right. Like, Yurko can watch Skoronski and say, here are some of the weaknesses. But I can do what Yurko did, and you can put him on, and you go, man, his feet are quick. Like, that's easy to see. But it's the nuance that I go, I'd never pick up on that. So you should watch some of him just to
Roderick
see what you
Jones?
Think. Yeah. Watch a little because...
Well, before we go to Kansas City, I'm going to watch a lot.
I want you to take a look and see what you think.
Kansas City? Is that an official deal? Is that a done deal?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Not staying at the Vagabond Inn this year?
I don't want to stay at any place called the Vagabond Inn. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
All right. Coming up, we're going to crosstalk. I don't have time for McRobert right now. McRobert, maybe call back to him. He wanted to talk about Black's Uber rating. We're going to get it up. Don't worry. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Old Crow with Miller Lite. Come by and see us. Cap and hoodie, 7 to 10. We'll be on 10 until 2, getting you ready for the Cubs opener and opening day across baseball. Jesse will be on with us. Not live. He's got a different assignment, but he'll be on the phone. Connor McKnight will join us. Jason Benetti live in Houston. We'll have plenty of baseball, including our full season preview for you tomorrow. Make sure you come by Old Crow and see us with Miller Lite between 10 and 2. Crosstalk is coming up next. And George McCaskey himself has the final word, brought to you by Bath Planet.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
All right, hard knocks, your thoughts? We feel there are a number of teams that have compelling stories to tell on Hard Knocks that aren't you. 31 others.